All right, it's time to pray again. Not immediately, we're going to do a little bit of talking. And by we, I mean me. But it is in order to prepare us to go ahead and get into the time of prayer that we've set aside this evening. Whether you're here by yourself or whether you're with a group, the time before us is going to have us walking through a number of things. So these are the things you should have with you at the moment: a Bible, and then the prayer guide that is linked to the website there. So hopefully you have that either printed out or able to access it on a screen pretty quickly. I also have a third thing here, and that is the book that is by Richard Pratt called Pray With Your Eyes Open. So what we'd like to look at tonight is practicing prayer. We've been looking at aspects of prayer for a good while now, and the book is coming to a conclusion, and he makes a pretty good point about knowing and doing, and there's a distinction there. But let me start in the book of Daniel tonight. To that end, that prayer is a regular activity in the life of a believer, we have this. And if the story doesn't make sense to you, I would send you to Daniel chapter 6, rather. And verse 10 is where I'm going to read. And if you're lost, then just read the rest of that chapter. But here we go. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house, where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. That is a discipline that is regularly exercised, and here we have the biblical record of Daniel 3 times a day as a foreigner in captivity. And then when there was an edict telling him not to do that anymore, what did he do? Well, he kept doing as he always had done. I don't know that you or I could imagine anybody telling us it was time to stop praying or to direct our prayers to someone other than our God. It really is unimaginable. But we can see from the Bible it's not historically unprecedented. And we can see from the Bible also what we ought to do. I would think, though, that when an edict such as the one signed in Daniel chapter 6 comes out, that would maybe be a more difficult time to learn the discipline of prayer and to have such a boldness and a regularity in that practice. What would you do? What do people know that you do? Let me read a little bit from Dr. Pratt's book now. Good communication with God is not something developed simply by reading. You can read 1,000 books on the subject without improving your prayers in the least. Prayer is like learning to play football or the piano. It takes practice. Our prayer lives will develop only as we take time to put our good intentions into action. Prayer may be put into practice in countless ways. In my own experience, 2 particular areas have been especially important, and now we're going to talk about private prayer this week and next. So let me continue. From the example of Daniel, we can see that believers should spend time in prayer every day. Yet many Christians struggle to make regular daily prayer a part of their lives. Who wants to take time out of a busy day for something as boring as most of our personal devotions? So we must look for ways to enliven our daily private prayers. Sometimes focusing on 1 or 2 of the topics in the preceding chapters of this book brings the vitality we need. One day, try spending time on God's character, and another day on His actions. Instead of always going through the same list or following the same unwritten pattern, fill 1 morning prayer with nothing but praise. Spend another time in nothing but lament. Whatever the case, concentrating on the various dimensions of prayer will greatly enhance daily communication with God. I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully, as we've been maturing as prayers, those who pray, these things are things that we've tried before or have had underscored by our study, that things that we've been doing, we're encouraged to do more. We're going to look at a prayer retreat next week, but I would encourage you, and I see that I have a note here to myself in my copy of this book that says, hey, it's like lifting weights. I don't know if anybody out there ever was a weightlifter, and if you look at me, you might doubt whether or not I was ever a weightlifter, but what I have written down here is this: change it up. And truly, for weightlifting, when I was in the gym with whoever my partner might have been, for a long while it was my brother. That was my favorite weightlifting partner ever. And we would have a routine, and it would be planned out, and we would go through the routine, and it would have a very good effect. Sometimes arms, sometimes legs, usually a combination of one on one day, one on another day. But over time, even that combination needed to be changed up to change the weights, whether we were doing heavy or light or many repetitions or few. And truly, the body would respond. And there is obviously discipline. It is more than knowledge only. It is also in the doing. And it does help to change it up. And I would imagine, if I am God and I am approached in prayer by one that I love, there is a myriad of ways that are perfectly acceptable to approach and to communicate and to be celebrated. So if your prayer life is seeming a little dry or tepid or weak, maybe change it up. Maybe take some of these suggestions to heart. And not just to heart, but put them into play. Okay, well, let's get ahead and get on to our praying. I hope you have the prayer guide there with you. It is a rather self-explanatory document, I think. There are a few blanks where you will fill in things that need to be known between you and God. Those are for non-believers, who we would pray would become believers by God's grace and His power, and perhaps a little bit of our activity at His behest. And then other requests, things that need to be prayed for that you know and aren't on that list. Beyond that, there are some things there that are there all the time. Maybe you do need to pray for all the time. Whether you can get through the whole thing tonight, or whether you break it out over the course of a week and start again next week, Wednesday. Whether you're with a team and you split the responsibilities between groups of two or more. I will leave that to you. I will leave you to pray. But at this time, let us, although we are apart, pray together in Jesus' name.